These four marble statues adorned the Château de la Mausson near Montpellier, which was built for Joseph Bonnier de la Mausson around 1730. Jacques-Philippe Maréchal, the designer of the Jardin de la Fontaine in Nîmes, bought the sculptures to complete the public walkway he had created in honor of King Louis XV, and they were moved there in 1747. Diane, Diana, was carved according to a statue at Versailles, created by Martin Desjardins in 1680. She symbolizes the allegory of the evening, a time for hunting. She carries a bow and arrows, and is accompanied by a dog. She makes a matching pair with Endymion, modeled on a statue of Midas at Versailles. He is represented here as a hunter, accompanying Diana. Flora is the goddess of everything that flowers. She makes a matching pair with Sylvain, Sylvanus, who is part satyr, part human, and symbolizes nature in the wild. These sculptures could not be a more appropriate finishing touch to Adam's work. Their reference to mythology confirms the connection between ancient remains, the spring, the Nymphaeum, and the Temple of Diana, and the organized layout of a formal French garden. The four statues were installed in the museum after they were restored in the year 2000, and replaced in the Jardin, garden, by copies. They hold discourse in the atrium with the great compositions of Charles-Joseph Natoire, evoking the grand Parisian decors created by the founding artists of the Rococo style, Beaufon the architect, Natoire the designer, and Adam the sculptor, in the magnificent and masterly decor of the Hôtel des Soubises.